Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always our delight to have you come on board and join with us in the dialogue and the discussion on the issue of the day. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion, as some have put it, that gets you the opportunity to put in your 2 cents worth on the subject, the issue that we're speaking of each and every day. Today we're talking about cryptocurrency, a cashless society, and biblical prophecy. Cryptocurrency, cashless society, and biblical prophecy. How does that fit together? What does the Bible say about a cashless society? Does it? What does the Bible say about the cryptocurrency and how it fits into prophecy? Does the Bible speak of that, or do we understand it in that sense? What does the Bible say? Where are we going in relationship to that? Today, ladies and gentlemen, we can honestly say that for centuries, theologians and pastors and biblical scholars and Christians in general have all wondered just how we will be faced with and what we'll be faced with when it comes to the Antichrist, how the Antichrist will be able to find, trace, monitor, follow, control everything that you buy, sell, and trade. Revelation chapter 13 is our focal scripture today. We'll look at it during the course of this broadcast. We're talking about cryptocurrency or electronic currency. It's become known as cryptocurrency, cashless society. Will America go cashless? Are we in the process of going cashless? What will happen to your greenbacks? How will they be turned in, or how will that be handled? What will take place with everything that you buy, sell, or trade? How will it be monitored? How will we be treated as citizens? We'll talk about that in this broadcast today. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. What does the Word of God say? It's not a matter of some philosophical, ideological bent of those folks that we send to Washington. Generally speaking, you can't count on, depend on what they do once they're elected and put in office. It's not a matter of some denominational dogma of what a denomination believes. It's not a matter of what I think or say, ladies and gentlemen. It's a matter of what does the Word of God say. It's the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he spoke to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." Further, he makes a dogmatic statement. John 17:17, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that ought to direct our understanding, ought to impact our lives. It ought to be the book that gives us knowledge and wisdom of how to use that knowledge. But truth is generally not sought in our nation today. Generally in society, truth is not sought after. In fact, George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, in his writing his dystopian novel entitled 1984, George Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." But ladies and gentlemen, for the Christian, for the child of God, for the believer, we ought to have a different path, a different mindset, a different modus operandi, a different manner in which we live. It should be based on truth. It's the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Let me recommend that to you, defending the truth. There are a lot of folks that we elect and send to Washington, send to Tallahassee, or send downtown to the city council based on their promises to us of what they're going to do. And they get in the sewer and they discover it's easier to compromise, to go along, to get along, than to stand for truth. That is literally diminishing, deteriorating, and destroying society today. We need to stand for the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power generation, backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about professional landscape lawn care equipment as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. The gigantic flag, the American flag, is flowing there 24/7. Find that flag. The flagpole is about 165 feet in there. Find Old Glory flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today, and I believe that you will agree that we're in the last of the last days. If you're not studying the scripture, if you're not paying attention to what's happening, if you have your head buried in the sand like an ostrich, then perhaps you don't recognize and realize where we are. We're on the fast track in the final days. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that looms ahead is the Antichrist stepping on the scene. And ladies and gentlemen, you've heard, perhaps if you're saved, you've heard most of your Christian life, if you're in any element of conservatism in a Christian church, you've heard the pastor, preacher, teacher talk about the prophecies in the end time, and especially when it comes to the book of the Revelation and how it links with the book of Daniel and how we need to understand that the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not another sign that's to be fulfilled before the rapture of the church takes place. Immediately following the rapture of the church, the one that the Bible calls the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the lawless one, is the little horn of Daniel 7. He's the beast of Revelation 13. He's the dragon of Revelation 13. He's the old serpent of Revelation 12. He's the devil and Satan himself of Revelation 12:9. He is called the Antichrist in the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist will step on the scene. This is after the rapture of the church. Listen, some good news for you if you're listening. If you're saved, the Christian, the saved person, we will not be here in the days of the tribulation. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand where we're going as a world, as a society. We need to know what is happening. We need to be aware of it and not just say, well, God's in control, God's in charge, and I don't need to do anything. We need to be salt and light. The only way we can be salt and light is to understand what the Bible says, the eschatological, theological, prophetic future of where the world is going, so that we can reach others with the gospel of Jesus Christ while there's still day, while there's still opportunity to do so. But ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day after the rapture of the church that the Antichrist is going to step on the scene. He's going to rule with an iron fist, and there will be no buying, no selling, no trading, no renting an apartment, no getting on an airplane, no going out of town, no visiting neighbors, no going to school, no going to university, no freedoms, lest you have the mark. And now for centuries, theologians and church leaders and Bible scholars have tried to figure that mark out. We're going to talk about that further in this broadcast today. But we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the very prefaces of the last days, where the man of sin, the Antichrist, is going to step on the scene after the rapture of the church has taken place. There's a serious confusion today on the part of most believers and most individuals not knowing what is taking place. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over to the question and comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, I'm calling early because I've got a chore I've got to do. But, yes, you're totally on top of everything. The average American has absolutely no idea of the spiritual storm clouds that are forming. But I see at least three powerful incentives to take the mark of the beast. Economic, can't buy or sell without it. Medical, they're not going to let you have any kind of medical care unless you go along with the Antichrist. Spiritual, you're going to have to take a pledge of allegiance to the Antichrist or either get your head cut off. And I know a lot of people think we're crazy, but everything is shaping up just like Scripture said.
Absolutely, brother. We're on the fast track for it. And I don't know about you and our listeners, but I get excited about these events. I get excited in the realization, the understanding that the prophetic text, the eschatological future of the world, is simply leaping off the pages and hit the headlines of the news across the globe. And we see God's word coming to fruition just as he said it was. It should cause every Christian to be excited in the realization that God said it, that settles it, and it shall take place just as God said it would. But for those that are be left behind, as the old video series used to be called, the Left Behind series, multitudes will be left behind without hope, without help, without the opportunity of heaven as a result of staying behind and receiving the mark. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 and following says it'd be impossible for an individual to receive the mark and still go to heaven. In fact, the Bible says conversely that in that day, those that get saved, that they receive the mark, they will go to hell because they are denying, disavowing anything that's called faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Amen. You're exactly right. That will be the incentive. It will be for identification. It will be for the intellectual prowess that will be in that day that says, look, I can buy, I can sell, I can go where I want to because I'm following the big man, the one that's on top, the one that's on the throne, the one that's calling the shots. And multitudes of people have that philosophy and feeling today is the reason they will identify with multitudes of the false teachers. But Joseph, thank you so much for your insight. Thank you so much, brother, for standing up. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have another caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good to have you calling.
Yes, sir. I have a question. Basically, you said there's no other prophecy to be fulfilled, but I've in eschatology. But I've heard of the temple. Obviously, the Dome of the Rock resides in the current place where the temple used to reside. How is? I've heard some pastors say that needs to happen as well. How do you explain the difference there?
Ezekiel chapter 40 through 46 in the Bible, the book of Ezekiel gives the absolute blueprints, details of the coming millennial kingdom temple that shall be rebuilt. Now, the Temple Mount movement in Jerusalem today, they've been working on the Temple Mount movement. People have been working on the rebuilding of the temple for years and years and years. They already have in place all of the temple utensils. They already have in place all of the temple garments. They already have started training the virgin male temple priest that shall be in charge of the temple services. They already have the blueprints done. They say that it will take approximately 24 months to build the new rebuilt temple that shall be in place during the millennial reign. So we understand that is on the future tense and it shall take place. I believe that from the Christian standpoint, because there's not a prophecy, that temple does not have to be built before the rapture of the church. There's no prophecy in the scripture that says it has to be rebuilt. But I believe that we will be the generation that will see the start of it. And as I tell people, if you see them start breaking ground for a new temple, look up, lift up our head, for our redemption draweth nigh. And I don't believe, as some scholars believe, that the temple would be rebuilt on the same Temple Mount there today where the Islamic mosque is. God will not allow that new temple to be besmirched, being next to an atheist, heathenistic, demonic building that will be called the mosque that is there today. I believe there's a future tense that we'll see a Scud missile, my just personal opinion, a Scud missile from Iran or some alien nation that will get out of off target and will wipe the Temple Mount clean. When we see that happen, we need to rejoice in the realization God's preparing for the foundation of the temple to be rebuilt. So, yes, sir, you're exactly right. There's not a sign that will be fulfilled before that happens. So when we see it happen, that's another indication of the final, final days. But the Bible does not say it has to be put in place before the rapture of the church.
Yeah, I've heard both presentations there, and I've watched the video that the one doctor, I can't remember his name, it was actually on YouTube there, and he was talking about an institute in Jerusalem that was actually what you had just said. They've got everything set and ready. They're just waiting on real estate.
Absolutely.
The other part that I had follows on your previous call. Is his name Joshua? Josh? Josh?
Joseph.
Did I get his name? Joseph.
Right.
We are currently, I can remember my grandmother telling me, and she grew up in Florida, about her earlier years here in Florida, where they had to be a little bit more self-sufficient. And if you look at that, we're four generations removed from that self-sufficiency and reliance upon ourselves. She actually told me stories of Florida Panthers walking through, because they had a house that had a main hallway that ran down through the middle of it, and on the left side was the kitchen and areas where you processed and prepared food, and on the right side was like the living area, and it was just a split cypress house there. And she told me of what they had to do just to survive, and her generation obviously lived through the Depression and World War II, and they were a little bit more relying upon themselves and barter systems than they were on today's technology. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. And
absolutely.
You have a blessed day, sir.
Let me touch on that to tie up some loose ends for yourself and for the benefit of our listeners. We're talking about a cashless society, and we're going to the cryptocurrency. And right now, what's called Bitcoin is simply a barter exchange process. But the federal government wants to basically shut that down and take over the system with the electronic currency sponsored, promulgated by the federal government, because they have found that that is so widely received. But one of the major problems with that will be, as we'll talk about in the balance of this broadcast, is that it will trace all buying, selling, and trading. But yes, you're talking about the yesteryear being self-reliant and taking care of ourselves. I read an article the other day that said that out of all Americans, with the income coming in American purses across America, 27% today of that income comes from the federal government going to individuals. 27%, that's over one quarter of all of the income for individuals in America comes from the federal government. That shows the power to control the people when you control the purse, and that's where we're headed on the fast track. But Jim, thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen,
we're talking
about cryptocurrency, cashless society, and prophecy. How does the cryptocurrency fit into, how does the cashless society fit into where we're going and the prophetic text? In fact, in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, the entire chapter covers the Antichrist coming on the scene. It covers the false prophet, because the Antichrist will be slain by a mortal wound, according to Revelation 13:3. That is, somebody will kill him, and as he is laying there dead, the false prophet, that is the second party of the demonic triunity. It is just like Jesus Christ, just like God has the triune Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. In the demonic Godhead, there's Satan, there's the Antichrist, and there's the false prophet. The false prophet, according to Revelation 13, will have the power to raise the dead. It's not divine power, it's demonic power to raise the dead. He will raise the Antichrist from the dead, and will cause all the world, the scripture says in verse 3 and 4 of chapter 13 of Revelation, cause the whole world to be awed at the fact that he was raised from the dead, and will follow after him in total submission and surrender. And then the scripture tells us in chapter 13, verse 16 and following, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in the forehead, and that no man might be able to buy, sell, or save that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number in his number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that understands it come, it's the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. And we're not going to dwell on the 666 today. We've done that before. The focus today is receiving that mark simply as we know it today, because Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation through the vaccine process that we're going through now. We're going through the iterations that will lead to the ultimate mark through a vaccine, a vaccination that everybody would be required to take, on the premise that we need to be able to trace you, track you, and find out where you are, so that if you are in any way close to someone that has any pathogen, that you can be separated, segmented, and quarantined from them. That's the so-called premise of the goal of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and what they're doing. Out of the 9 major pharmaceutical houses in America that's doing the research and the discovery and preparing and inventing the vaccines, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation controls about 6 of them, either by board membership and or through the funding of it. But ladies and gentlemen, what we want us to understand today and focus on the fact is that we're in the last of the last days. We're nearing the day that the church will be raptured out, suddenly seized, taken out of this old world, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. There's the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, that I've said a moment ago will step on the scene. He will be the total dominating dictator of the world. According to Revelation 13, 1 through 18, this Antichrist will be the global leader. He will make the final decision on who is able to receive what and where you can go and what you can do and what you cannot do. But ladies and gentlemen, everyone that does not follow and bow and bend to the whims and the wishes of the dictatorial authority of the Antichrist will absolutely be put in a position that you can't buy, sell, or trade. And as I've used the term down through the years in preaching and teaching the eschatological text, you'll be left as a vagabond wandering on the streets until you die or until you take the mark, because without taking the mark, you'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade. And we're fastly, rapidly becoming, putting in that position where that mark is going to be required. And one of the major, major traceable evidentiary things will be the cryptocurrency, the cashless society, where you will not have greenbacks in your pocket. You'll not have change in your pocket. It will all be done by your iPhone or by a mark in your hand or a mark in your head that will load all of your dollars, all of your currency. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a time when you have a chip of some kind, either in your arm, either in your hand? Now, in Sweden, and we'll talk about it in a moment, Sweden, the younger generation, the ones that are in Sweden that's really, really, really excited about the chipped aspect, they're putting the chips in the hand, putting the chips in the hand, putting it in the web between the forefinger, index finger, and their thumb, and they're excited about it because they can open doors, they can crank their car, they can buy, sell, and trade without pulling a wallet out, without having a dime in their pocket, all through that chip. Can you imagine the day when that chip will have all of your identification, your medical records, your military records, your police records, your identity completely, including the what you would normally call the currency in your wallet, will be embedded in that chip? And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that based on the authority of the Word of God, that's where we're headed. And based on the research that I've done, I can tell you dogmatically, we're on the fast track for that. I believe we have Tom on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to kind of put the cart before the horse, and I'd like to ask you, but I know the answer of why these other pastors aren't sounding the alarm. You're the only one. But I know the answer to that is because they're too busy begging for money. But
brother, I've said with sadness in my heart, with brokenness in my spirit, that I am concerned about the condition in America today because of the lack, L-A-C-K, of biblical authority from the pulpits in our nation. Now, I'm not saying, and I am humbled by your statement, you're the only one. I believe there are others out there doing something similar, but it is very, very, it's almost vacuous and void in America today of the voice, the watchman on the wall warning of the future, warning of the danger that is before us. And my heart breaks to know and to realize and to recognize that we have pastors that are failing to be obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the reason we're in the condition that we're in today. Judgment starts at the house of God. And I believe that we need to call it like it is and say it like it is. We have too many spineless preachers still hiding under the bed and in the closet, the reason so many churches are closed today. But go ahead with your comment.
I was going to say that you're the only one that realizes where we're at. Dr. Youngblood, now you've got the Equality Act that's going to basically kill the Christian religion. But do you realize now freedom of speech is dead? If you say anything that offends a homosexual or a Democrat, it's called hate speech. They've got around the First Amendment. They've got around the Second Amendment by if they say you said something about your gun, they're going to come get your gun. You might as well not even have a gun. Because if somebody complains to the gun Nazis, you're done. It's over.
Brother, you're exactly right. In fact, we have watched the evisceration of our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, our Fourth Amendment, our Tenth Amendment, our Fourteenth Amendment, and I could almost say all of our amendments. We've watched them being one at the time totally eviscerated. And what I'm talking about is just as, Tom, just as you're saying, is that through the Equality Act, it is absolutely on the fast track. It's already been passed by the House. It was passed by the House in 2019. It languished in the Senate. It's not in the Senate again. And I am fearful. I wish I could sit here and tell our audience today that I don't believe the Equality Act will pass, but I can't do that. I believe the Equality Act will pass. I believe that sleepy Joe Biden will sign it into law, and it destroys, hear me, it destroys the freedom of speech. It destroys the religious liberties. It destroys our right to speak freely. It destroys the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will close many Christian organizations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now that is the first move. Second move is within this legislative session, they're destroying our right to keep and bear arms with at least six gun bills that if any one of the gun bills pass, it will absolutely destroy our Second Amendment right, the freedom to self-defense and the right to keep and bear arms. So the next thing on the counter to then would be to totally control how we spend, what we buy, what we sell, and where we go, not only by the COVID vaccination that ultimately will be a mark, but by that mark carrying our total currency and can be turned off and turned on at the whim, at the wish of the dictator leader that, whether it's Joe Biden or ultimately the Antichrist, will be able to turn the switch off and stop the currency flow from any chip in any human being for being able to spend. But Tom, you're exactly right, brother. Keep on praying, though. We're not giving up the ship. Keep on looking up. Keep on lifting up our heads because our redemption draweth nigh. Brother, thank you so much for calling today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject today, cryptocurrency, cashless society, and prophecy. How do those things fit together? What is the essence of what we're talking about in that? Where are we going in this future cashless society and the cryptocurrency that is rapidly taking over the globe in the currency marketplace? The twofold question that I believe needs to be asked and answered in relationship to this thing called the question of the buying, selling, and trading, and how that will be controlled. Two major questions. How is it to be administered? And are we now on the fast track toward the days of the Antichrist stepping on the scene? My answer to that is very succinctly, yes. We're on the fast track. We're in the groove with the world's acceptance of it. In fact, talking about the cashless society, let me just say this before our news break. Can you recall just a few years ago when perhaps you had your first charge card in your pocket? You still carried money, coins, change, greenbacks, and you would spend that, and then if you're out of your cash, then you'd put it on the charge card. Well, today's a totally different day. I watched recently someone going into a hamburger place and buying a less than a $5 amount and putting it on a charge card. Now, it wasn't because that person, I'm sure, because that person didn't have the money. It was having to borrow it via charge card. But that is a cashless approach for keeping up with the dollars today. Rather than having a pocket full of greenbacks, a pocket full of change, you just simply put it on the card. And ladies and gentlemen, if we think that is a simplistic approach, think of that with that being the only currency that you have, the only way you have to buy, sell, and trade is through electronic funding, through a chip that's someplace in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University, in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.